Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Mainly sunny skies today with daytime highs approaching 92. Winds out of the south 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mainly clear again tonight, lows around 75. High of 90 tomorrow, slight chance of thunderstorms. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 73.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier with the Kansas Legislative Special Session set for tomorrow in Topeka. Many legislators heading back up. The tentative agreement has been made between Republican legislators and the Democrat governor on a special tax bill. However, according to the Kansas Policy Institute, they say they're not too sure that she'll sign it at the end of the day. As we sat down with Dave Trauber, the director for the Kansas Policy Institute, and he talks about some of the record that she's had in the past on taxes.
You know, Governor Kelly's plan last year was a one-time $250 rebate. That's the appearance of tax relief. That's so you can say, see what I did. What she wants to do is get to the election and be able to say, well, I wanted to cut taxes, but those conservatives wanted to bankrupt the state, and I wouldn't let them do it.
And again, our sit-down with Dave Traubert from the Kansas Policy Institute. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
It's Morgan, and I'm here to tell you, if you're in the market for a new vehicle, Midwest Kia is the place to be. We'll be celebrating the Kia Summer Sales Event all month long. To get into the summer spirit, Midwest Kia is announcing the 100K giveaway. We will discount every new car on the lot for a total of $100,000 in discounts. These discounts can be combined with all rebates and incentives, including new Kias that are marked with a summer sticker and extra discounts up to $1,500. Our team will be celebrating the Summer Sticker Sales Event each week with a new theme and the goal of moving our entire new car inventory this month. Remember, every new Kia comes with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and our simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. Come celebrate the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event with the 100K giveaway all month long at Midwest Kia and see why people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Republican Kansas Speaker of the House Dan Hawkins and State Senate President Ty Masterson have released a joint statement regarding the upcoming legislative session and the tax bill that will be presented at the special session on Tuesday that has a tentative deal with Governor Laura Kelly to be signed. As in their statement, they say, quote, over a year, the legislature has been laser focused on easing the burden of inflation by letting taxpayers keep more of their hard-earned money by passing multiple broad and sustainable tax relief plans. We firmly believe these surpluses belong to the people, not the government. While the governor veto pen prevented more substantial income and property tax relief, this agreement is an important first step that lowers taxes today for the people who need it the most while also eliminating the LAVTR slush fund. On Tuesday, we will act swiftly to pass this compromise and look forward to resuming our efforts to pass additional tax relief when we return in January. The governor also released a statement on the tax bill saying that the agreement allows significant long overdue tax relief to Kansans while preserving our ability to invest in the state's future.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Middle and high school students learned what it takes to operate a heavy vehicle operator at Central Community College in Hastings as they held a heavy equipment career exploration day for kids going into their final year of middle school through seniors in high school. The program was designed to introduce students to a variety of heavy equipment industries. Beth Janning, a Nebraska Extension 4-H youth development educator, had this to say to KSMB Local 4.
There is a need for future employees and allowing them to come and work, whether it is in the roads department, whether it is in the agriculture field, whether it is in construction.
In other news, Hastings man Larry Hammond is now facing citations for a second time over an unlicensed animal and failure to vaccinate a dog after a bite that injured one. The 67-year-old victim reportedly suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Some things are better together, like burgers and fries, movies and popcorn, and auto and home insurance. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we'll help you bundle your auto and home coverage in one policy, saving you money. And if a storm hits and both are damaged, you'll pay a single deductible. Find an agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week heard several budget requests, including one-third cost of a new ambulance, with Waterville and Blue Rapids each contributing one-third. Also, Partnership for Growth was requesting an additional one-time $20,000 toward a loan program for a total $75,000 budget request. Marshall County Fair Building requested a 30% increase to $15,000, and RSVP is requesting double the previous year budget, an increase to $40,000, noting expenses of $105,000, half of which is funded federally, with the remainder through donations and fundraising. The board unanimously approved public notice of sale of a truss bridge on State Line Road in Oquito Township. Frankfort native Megan Jaquis has begun serving as Marshall County Extension Agent, focusing on agricultural programs. A 2019 graduate of Frankfort High School and Kansas State University, she had been an ag teacher at Norton and began her job here first of last week. Marshall County Agency on Aging will reopen for dining Tuesday and will resume delivery of Meals on Wheels, which were suspended for 2 weeks as flooring renovations were completed at the Helvering Center in Marysville. State will be replacing Turkey Creek Bridge along Highway 63 north of Seneca soon. The state plans to close 216th Road while the bridge is replaced. Discussion was held at the Nemahal County Commissioners meeting last week, asking the state to reimburse the county for improvements to make a detour route at this location. A work session was held with discussions regarding changes to the road cost share resolution, putting 2025 budget requests on the county website, and the potential for striping county roads in Nemahal County. Representatives with the Southeast Nebraska Development District spoke to Gage County supervisors last week, thanked the board for their continued support. They've generated over $6 million in grants and loans to respective communities, assisting 59 owners with owner-occupied rehab and construction of new housing, as well as 19 small businesses in Gage County. They were able to secure a $1 million grant through the pandemic loan pool to build two duplexes in Beatrice, and are setting aside money for child care and food systems as well. Through the Broadband Equity Access and Deployment Program, $405 million in grants will be distributed for the unserved and underserved. There will also be $800,000 from USDA to provide broadband technical assistance. In committee meetings, Jeff Argo expressed a desire to remain on the Planning and Zoning Committee. Interested public is also welcome to apply. Discussion was held on valuations and properties in Gage County, with many individuals upset. The county would like to touch each property to work on equalizing the valuation. The annual Pony Express Reride leaves St. Joe Monday afternoon. Riders and horses of the National Pony Express Association will carry commemorative letters and personal mail by horse and rider relays from the Missouri River to the Sacramento River. Passing through Seneca around 2 a.m. Tuesday, riders will pass Summit at Highway 99 about 5:30 a.m. tomorrow, arriving in Marysville at 9 a.m. Tuesday with a departure planned at 9:15. In Washington County, Tuesday morning at Hollenberg Station, northeast of Hanover at 11:30 a.m., then continuing on to the Tri-County marker at the Kansas-Nebraska state line about 12:30. The route will be over the Pony Express National Historic Trail with 600 riders from the 8 state divisions in relays of 1 to 5 miles each. Information and updates online at nationalponyexpress.org. A breakfast is to be served at Pony Express Barn in Marysville Tuesday, 7 to 10 a.m., which is open to the public with free will donation. Jeffrey L. Garrels, age 54, of Wymore, passed away June 11. Graveside celebration of life services planned Thursday, 11 a.m. at the Blue Spring Cemetery, with a visitation Wednesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hovet Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Jeff Garrels. Clara Helvertiske, age 78, of Wymore, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Laughlin Hovet Funeral Home in Wymore, interment the Blue Spring Cemetery, with a visitation Thursday from 10 until 8 at the Laughlin Hovet Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Clara Vertiska. Vincent R. Vince O'Toole, Jr., age 43, of Marysville, passed away Friday at a Topeka hospital. Arrangements pending with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge for Vince O'Toole, Jr. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu for Tuesday, barbecue meatballs with Baby Baker's green beans and watermelon. ENDY News Time is 7:14.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower to upper 90s, south winds between 15 and 20, and gusting as high as 35. Mostly clear skies overnight with our lows in the mid to upper 70s, south winds between 20 and 25, and gusting as high as 40. Showers and thunderstorms are possible into Tuesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and mid 90s, south winds around 20 and gusting as high as 40. Then showers and thunderstorms are likely throughout Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and mid 60s, south winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Showers and thunderstorms are possible throughout Wednesday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 80s, then more scattered showers possible throughout Wednesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Showers and thunderstorms may continue into Thursday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 80s. Then more rain possible early Thursday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Staying sunny throughout Friday with our highs in the lower to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-June, 86. Record high on this date, 104. The average low, 65. The record low, 44. Sunset this evening, 8:56. Sunrise in the morning, 6:01. Heavy rain Friday night, another round of rain Saturday night. Ranged anywhere from a couple inches to over 4 inches in this area. We received about an inch and a half on Friday night, with less than 0.1 of an inch moving across Saturday night studios. Heavy rains prompting flash flood advisories at times for northeast Kansas, southeast Nebraska, and also raised river levels at points on the Big Blue to near flood stage. Mostly sunny at 74 this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 17th of June. KNDY News Time is 7:16.
Through every season and every storm, the professionals at Eaton Roofing and Exteriors are the ones to call for all your roofing needs. Now celebrating 30 years in business, you'll appreciate the many years of experience and industry knowledge the Eaton Roofing sales and service representatives bring to your home. Visit EatonRoofing.com.
Your hometown roofing company, Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Call Eaton Roofing today at 785-266-6060.
From ABC Sports, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Game 5 of the NBA Finals tonight in Boston. The Celtics looking for championship number 18, while the Mavericks look to become the first team ever to come back from down 0-3. Dallas guard Luka Doncic.
The most important thing is to show that we believe. I think we showed in game 4. If we wouldn't believe, we probably wouldn't won that game.
Boston forward Jaylen Brown, meanwhile, says the Celtics are on the same page and know what's at stake.
This is what we all work for. So we are at the precipice of like completing what we set out to do at the beginning of the season. So I think it's not difficult to get everybody in that locker room on the same page right now.
Tip off at 8:30 p.m. Eastern on ABC. Last night at the U.S. Open.
A wild, pressure-packed U.S. Open finish at Pinehurst in North Carolina between Bryson DeChambeau and Rory McIlroy. On the 18th, McIlroy missing a 2-foot putt for par, his third bogey the last four holes. And then on 18, DeChambeau escaping both a tree root and a bunker, needing a 2-foot par putt for the championship.
For his second U.S. Open victory.
He's got it. NBC Sports' DeChambeau wins his second Open the last 5 years, while McIlroy suffers his latest major meltdown.
Our Joey Waller. MLB Mookie Betts suffered a broken hand in the Dodgers 3-0 win over the Royals last night after getting hit by a fastball in the seventh inning. No timetable for his return, but no surgery needed. In Boston, the Red Sox stole a franchise record 9 bases in their 9-3 win over the Yankees. And the Mariners shut out the Rangers 5-0. Chuck Sievertson, ABC Sports.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off SuperPaint products and SuperDeck stains from June 14th through the 24th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and...
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. New numbers due out this week could push the central bank to start lowering interest rates. If retail sales come in below the expected 0.2% increase for May, the Fed may decide to lower interest rates sooner rather than later. Hopes for a rate reduction may drive stocks during this bifurcated week of trade. The Dow Jones Friday gave up 58 points. The S&P closed down a fraction. The NASDAQ posted a new record high. The stock market is closed Wednesday for Juneteenth. Delaware, where about 2/3 of the S&P 500 companies are incorporated, is on the verge of losing a big one. Tesla, the same shareholder vote that backed a huge payday for CEO Elon Musk, also approved his plan to reincorporate Tesla in Texas. Inside Out 2 from ABC parent company Disney debuted with a $155 million box office over the weekend. That makes it the second highest opening ever for an animated feature. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Good Monday morning. Sam's back with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, certainly something that's impacting the commodity markets is South America's harvest results, and they're a mixed bag so far this year. Dr. Michael Cordonnier, an agronomist at Soybean and Corn Advisor, says Brazil's second corn crop turned out pretty good.
CONAB came out yesterday, and they increased the corn estimate in Brazil 2.5 million tons to 114. Now, the big increase was for the Safrinha crop, which is up 1.9 million from May, and it increased the acreage, 160,000 hectares, increased the yield one bushel. Now, CONAB has a history of finding more Safrinha acreage as the season progresses, and that's what happened this year.
Now he says Brazil's soybeans were quite the opposite.
Of course, they get the problems in Rio Grande do Sul, and they did lower the Brazil soybean estimate 0.3 million tons to 147.3. So that was a result of the severe flooding that lost maybe 3 million tons of soybeans in the field in Rio Grande do Sul, and maybe as much as 2 million tons that was in storage. So that was a big deal for Rio Grande do Sul.
The recent flooding in Rio Grande do Sul is the second flooding episode in the last 6 months, believe it or not. Now, when the rains first began this time, soybean harvest wasn't quite completed.
When the rain started, the soybeans are like 75% harvested. So it came right towards the end of the harvest, and they probably did not harvest the last maybe 10%. And what they did harvest after the rain started was terrible condition. You know, it had germinated in the pods, and it was sprouted and moldy. It was terrible condition.
Once again, out of the company of Soybean and Corn Advisor, that is Dr. Michael Cordon here. For more information, you can head to soybeanandcorn.com. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest check of agricultural news here on this Monday morning, only here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. A K-State veterinarian says that pink eye, a disease caused by multiple bacteria located around a cow's irritated cornea, affects a lot of cattle every year, but is proven to be treatable. Greg Hanslachek explains what pink eye is and the symptoms that can help producers diagnose it.
Officially, pink eye is called IBK, infectious bovine keratoconjunctivitis, but it's just an infection of the eye, but it's actually an infection of the cornea. So that part that's clear, that you can see the iris, you can see the lens, that's the outside of the eye that's clear, that's where the infection is. The symptoms are, at first, you'll see runny eyes. They'll just look like they're tearing all the time. They're very sensitive to light. So a lot of times the calves or the cows will actually hold the eye shut. Typically, we're going to see it in one eye at a time. Sometimes we'll see it in both.
Hanslachek shares a couple of common situations where cattle damage their eyes and contract pink eye.
Lots of things out there that can break the integrity of the eye. And one of the things we always talk about are face flies, house flies too, but they both feed on the juices around the eye. And their mouth parts, we call them raspy mouth parts. They're very, very, they're just like a rasp. They're very coarse. And so you get enough of these flies feeding on those liquids as they're moving around on the cornea, they can actually lacerate it. So fly control is a big deal. Two is dust. If we go through the drought like we have in the past few years, the dust can get in the eye, it can lacerate the eye. A little bit later in the season when the grass starts heading out and becomes mature, we'll start seeing issues there. And what's happening with that is that the calves and the cows are trying to graze closer to the ground because that's the grass that's the most palatable. And when they put their head that close to the ground, they have to go through those seed heads. And a lot of times those seed heads will lacerate their eye.
He outlines the various methods available to treat pink eye.
Well, the treatments, there's two injectable antibiotics that are out there, tetracyclines and then Draxxin are both labeled for. There are some other products and topicals and things that people can use. Sometimes veterinarians will want to actually make an injection in the eyelid or in that area to increase the concentration of antibiotics. So there's multiple treatments out there that are very successful. I'd highly recommend that at a pink eye outbreak or a couple pink eyes that the producer contact their local veterinarian and ask for advice on what treatment is the best for them.
That was Greg Hanslachek, Kansas State University veterinarian on pink eye in cattle. Hanslachek reminds producers to consult their local veterinarian to determine the best treatment option. Learn more about the disease at www.ksubeef.org. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Good morning, Dennis Fenricks with Beatra 77 Livestock. It is a good Monday morning, going to heat up a little bit. If you were fortunate to get rain, it was a beautiful weekend on those good spots where the rain fell. Well, here today, we will start at 10:30 here this morning. Now, our next sale will be July 8th. July 8th for Beatra 77 Livestock, as we will take 2 weeks off. So July 8th is next sale. 10:30 start here this morning. At high noon, we will get into the hay department folks, and certainly out there today, there is 100 bales of square brome. Looks great. There's also an additional, looks like 50 bales of alfalfa. Would be old crop come in through the late evening, early morning. So we'll have that out there today. In the big round bales of hay, round alfalfa, there's 9 third cut at 15. 16:45. There's round alfalfa grass of 9, first cut at 14:65. Round alfalfa 9, first cut at 1500. Round alfalfa grass 5, third cut at 14:65. In the round brome, there's two piles of 14 fertilized brome off of pivots in the waterways. Really nice, clean stuff. Another 8 round grass, also round alfalfa grass, a group of 5. So that will be at 12 o'clock noon. On the Acacia beef and carcass prices, we've had a great time since 2 weeks on the air. In the Nebraska, there's certainly a difference between Nebraska and Kansas delivery on the cattle. The Kansas cattle run at 185, and there was a splash of 197. In Nebraska, 195 to 197. The carcass, 305 to 308 bucks. So it has been a good market here the last 2 weeks. Well, at 12 o'clock noon on the inside, after a nice run of bulls and cows here at 10:30, we do have one polled Hereford breeding bull semen tested in June. Will be a two-year-old. In the baby calves, there's one black bull bottle calf, 30 days old. There is three black and char steer and heifers, March born. They'll be coming off the cow here this morning. In the bred cow department, four black bred cows. There's certainly two of them. They're going to be in that 3 to 4 years old. There's a couple older cows, one calf very soon. They'll be all black bull bred. We'll pull pregnant mouth on those cattle. In the feeder cattle, we will start off with the Meyer 52 head of home-raised Black Angus Jersey half-blood steer and heifers coming in with the wean and a vac. The Lineman calves, nice group of 20 home-raised Black semi-Angus steer and heifers are going to weigh 5 to 550. The Bear cattle, 11 black baldy heifers are going to be yearlings at 700. There's 13 black baldy red steer and heifers with a wean and a vac at 5 to 650. Five head of black steers, they've got a wean and a vac at 650 to 700. Out of DeWitt, there's 39 black steer and heifers are going to be that 2 to 700 pounds. Lean black cattle there. Out of Lorton, there is 16 black steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 5 to 600 with the wean and a vac. Out of Nebraska City, 8 black bull and heifers, 30-day wean, 3 to 400. Virginia's got 6 black heifers, a wean and a vac, 5 to 550. And 6 black steer and heifers, they certainly got a wean and a vac at 600. Again, we're going to take the next 2 weeks off here at Beatrice 77 Livestock. So write her down there, July 8th. Will be our next sale. Sale schedule certainly posted at Beatrice77.net. Go to the home page and check out the remaining summer schedule. Hey, we say thanks for the business. Give us a call, Tanya Riccardini at 223-3571. And as you know, the way we go, you certainly can go online for all the markets, consignments, hay sales, the auctioneers, or turn on the video at Beatrice77.net.
731 from KEDY 74 with sunshine this morning. Highs around 90 on tap for today. Weekend rainfall totals anywhere from a couple inches to over 4 inches. Depends where you're at, where your rain gauge was at. We had some heavy rains come across Friday. That was our more significant amount, about an inch and a half. Saturday, we were on the lighter side. The shower skirted to the west, or the heavier rain skirted to the west and north. And that did bring splash flooding along the creeks and also brought some of the rivers up over the weekend, to say the least.
Getting eaten by mosquitoes can be maddening enough. It's even worse when others seem unaffected. It's a look at what makes some people mosquito magnets from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, June 17th, the 169th day of the year. Musician Barry Manilow celebrates his 81st birthday, and the Statue of Liberty arrived in New York Harbor on this day in 1885. Here's some good news. We know what makes certain people more appetizing than others to mosquitoes. The bad news? Most of it is genetic. There's not a lot you can do about it. It largely has to do with a mix of chemical compounds that live on your skin. Blood type as well plays a role. The insects love type O people the most and type B the least. Here are a few things that may minimize your attractiveness. Experts recommend abstaining from alcohol outdoors, not wearing black clothing, and refraining from vigorous exercise before an outing. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get the advice of the day at almanac.com.
Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas State Wildcats basketball team wrapped up last week with a big victory and pat on the back for themselves as they ended up adding one of the biggest names in the transfer portal for the 2024 and 25 season. As KSNC News reports that the Wildcats ended up getting a commitment from Illinois transfer Coleman Hawkins on Friday last week as he is set to come to Manhattan for his fifth and final year of college basketball. Hawkins is a 6'10" native from Sacramento, California, where in high school he averaged 12 points and 6 rebounds as a senior per game. Overall, he's played a total of 126 games for the University of Illinois, starting 82 of those games and earned second team All Big Ten in 2023-24. According to multiple reports, with the transfer of Hawkins to Kansas State, he is set to make roughly $2 million in NIL for his fifth year in college basketball, making the new Wildcat one of the highest earning college basketball players in the nation. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Kansas State basketball from a rocking Grambling Coliseum.
Wildcat fans, 2024 K-State men's basketball season tickets are on sale now.
Drops it up for Kassan!
Prices start at less than $15 per game to see all the action.
Kansas State in this building is the best in the Big 12.
Order or renew your men's basketball season tickets today by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com.
How about the Wildcats?
K-State fans, All-American Ayoka Lee and the Wildcats are ready to defend Bramlage again this season.
Rejected by Lee, a triple team, she'll score and one.
Secure your 2024-25 K-State women's basketball season tickets now to see your preseason top 15 Cats.
It is a sold-out crowd. It's electric in here.
Order or renew your K-State women's basketball season tickets today by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
If you're mechanically inclined and like working with your hands, like seeing a finished product, Landall in Marysville is looking for you. Currently hiring welders, assembly, paint, material handlers, fabrication, maintenance, and over-the-road drivers. Competitive wages, $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus based on your gross weekly wage, excellent benefits package including comprehensive health and life insurance, paid time off and holidays, gas allowance to drive to work, and profit sharing. Apply online at Landall.com today or phone 785-562-5381. EEO Vets and Disability, welcome.
KNDY.